Another one that would be obvious at this point in the course of climate change. They'll all be at the convention. They'll be asked, what are you going to do during the campaign? What is your father going to do in the campaign? What about debates and so forth and so on? I would anticipate all that. I would say on the base, well, you say that. Chairman Prager's answered that question. I think he's probably right. Do you think that's the best way to do that?
Yeah, they'll follow up on that page, though. If they open questions.
I just say that I stand with that. I just simply say what he stated. Don't leave it open. Don't see if they're likely to be trapped in leaving it open. Just say, well, Chairman Prager has stated the position, and he's given the reasons, and I'm not going to put just stop right there. Just stonewall that sort of thing. They should give them that sort of thing anyway. If they talk about what is your they'll ask about their, because you particularly what my campaign plans are. There they answer. Just to get involved. First, it's very different from that position. Because the first responsibility for example, the vice president, except when it's a tie vote in the campaign. But the president, his first responsibility is to serve in the office and carry out the duties of the presidency. There's no one else that can do it. Can't delegate that to anybody else. That's particularly true. Very major foreign policy matters under. And it's also particularly true because the Congress is not going to be in session until the 30th of October. So until Congress is out of session, we can only say that whatever the president does is going to have to be on a very limited basis.
Reported that the NBC reported that government fragment was involved by LAR and the news
get up there.
100?
Even though it was unplanned, they said 100 people were out there at the airport.
Yeah.
Incredible.
For Christ's sakes. You know, that's, I mean, even for God, when I was in a private citizen.
You showed up and got 100.
Remember 64? 64, when I was nothing. Just running around the country for pearl gold water. They said, God, if I had less, you know, 300 or 400, I thought it was a disaster.
If you had less than that, they said it was
yeah.
the case of the public support complete.
They only had 100 out of 500, 600 at the factory. Isn't that something? And he had, of course, two or three thousand in the park that he should. Big crowds, but that shows you what you're up against, doesn't it? You see, here they take 100 and make a large enthusiastic. If we have 10,000, I'll pick out one that way. So don't let our boys get off the line. I don't want them to think that the press is fair here like that.
Right.
I mean, would you agree with me?
I do agree with you.
Take the danger there, not the false there is a scale. Because it's John that's in all so recently. And he just hates to believe that John Chancellor isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
He hates to believe it. God damn it, he's not fair.
But before last night, they took a little dig when Laird's document came out after it was presented Laird's side of it, and frankly, a very negative commentary on Laird. And then Chancellor came in and paid for by government money, those political documents we used back then. And just those little shots like that.
Yeah. Well, also they didn't play that we're making today, but the most vulnerable point now today in this campaign is the Ramsey Clark thing. I haven't realized how what it was. Ramsey Clark, what he said about Hoover, that he was a menace to the nation.
Right.
And second, what he said, well, that Ramsey Clark would be a perfect opponent inside of the FBI. Now, here's a man who gives aid and comfort to the enemy, a perfect opponent of the FBI. And I go to all of them. This may be a time to unleash ignorance.
Okay.
See my question?
Right, if he did something for Dole yesterday,
I know that.
Yet he didn't make the...
They didn't make the FBI one. He said a member of the camp.
Right, I know it. Well, we told him to do that, say your FBI chief is right over there in Illinois.
Yeah, they have to see
yeah.
Dole doesn't understand the joke. And it got a little flavored in, but the point is, that should be repeated by every speaker from now on until he repudiates. It's Ramsey Clark, who has been giving aid and comfort to the enemy, who, you know, and quote the Harvard who says that he apologizes to that man. What do you think?
I agree 100%. I mean,
there is one.
I'm
not for strategy. We don't talk about that. I heard all the memoranda, yours included. And all said, well, I don't intend to be striving. As a matter of fact, we weren't striving in 70. They forget that. The only thing that was striving was that goddamn film.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Sapphire is a time better.
Right.
You know, but the point is, there was no strikes.
Well, see, right.
What we're talking about here is that when you get these guys, you've got to remember that all they're going to do is crap around about the $10 million and the cave water issue. That's bullshit.
Right.
I mean, it'll be picked up. He picked up today by our friend from Kilpatrick, you know, water issue. Well, that's going to pass. That'll be over. They'll indict two people, and the goddamn thing's over. Because it's just one of those unfortunate things, some stupid bastards out there took the money that they're supposed to defend the convention with. Go tap a Democrat, you know, that's where we get it. But I assure you that on this thing, Clark, I noticed that the media played it down quite a bit.
If they called him to call the beep up here, I'm sure I could draft even a statement which he could read and release at the same
he's
time.
He's going to make a speech tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Saturday night. Now.
It's loud as the time.
Yeah, I know, but it is. But if he could put the speech out there,